Hi, everyone. Welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us for the hour here on the YouTube America TV network and on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Amy Fuller. Some wonderful guests ahead. We have Maria Espinoza. She is with the Remembrance Project. That is a group she started, a nonprofit out of Texas, that honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. We're going to talk about a few things, the border wall, security, and Democrats this week announcing legislation to expand the DREAM Act. What does that mean? What does it mean for the legal people who live here and, you know, are just trying to live a life without crime you know, pay their taxes and do their fair share of citizens. We'll talk to her about that coming up. Dr. John Huber with Mainstream Mental Health. That's mainstreammentalhealth.org, also out of Texas. We'll talk about a few things as well, including this whole scandal with the colleges, the college cheating. You know, they're calling it one of the biggest scandals of the century already. And he's going to talk about, you know, when you do this to a child, when you say, you know, you need to cheat to get into college, it sort of starts out on a very bad foot. So we're going to chat about that. And right now, I'll tell you the latest in all that that's going on and the college admissions cheating scandal once again, where they sent out about 300 agents in six states yesterday. Lori Loughlin, the actress, has now turned herself in. Actress Felicity Huffman, she's been arrested. They are among 46 accused of taking part in an elaborate scheme, paying off college coaches, cheating on college entrance exams for their kids. Lori Loughlin's daughter had put up a video a while back saying she wanted to go to college for the party. So that was not a good thing to sort of pop up on YouTube among all this. Some other interesting tidbits, phony profiles. You know, here are some of the people and here's what they do. You know, I heard someone on the radio going through them yesterday, and it was two people who gave to Republicans, but the rest of the 46 all were huge donors to Democrats. Just a little tidbit for you. So there is Lori Loughlin's daughter. Once again, she said she wanted to go there for the parties. And then these all revolve around phony profiles, doctored photos even, to make it look like these kids whom they were trying to get into these best colleges were into athletics. Former owner of a TV station in San Diego allegedly used a family foundation to pay bribes. Her name, media exec Elizabeth Kimmel of La Jolla, wanted to have her son shown as a talented pool vaulter so she could pay to get him into USC. Some stations are showing some doctored pictures of him. And then she also allegedly tried to get her daughter into Georgetown as a tennis recruit. Investigation is ongoing. There could be more arrests. This is just the tip of the iceberg with these 46 arrests. Some other headlines. Paul Manafort getting some more jail time. Former Trump campaign chairman, 90 months total in prison. So that was a headline from today, added to some other things. Tony Podesta was Manafort's partner on the contract, not even indicted. So an added 43 months to his jail time. Sandman, this headline, Nicholas Sandman, this was the guy, one of the kids in the so-called MAGA hats who was sort of assaulted by the mainstream media. Oh, of course, late night talk show hosts, comedians, everybody. His legal, all they did was ask for apologies. And some places, some media outlets refused to do it. So now Sandman's legal team is coming out. Let's go back one. There's Lynn Wood. Let's go back one. Now targeting Bill Maher, Kathy Griffin for I think over 200 something million dollars to pay for what they did and what they said about this kid. And now his lawyer, Lynn Wood, putting out a video just sort of citing all the things that went wrong with this.
Last January, 16-year-old Nicholas Sandman was falsely targeted, attacked, vilified, and threatened. The Washington Post, owned by the richest man in the world, led the print media's false attacks against Nicholas's reputation. CNN led the broadcast media's charge against Nicholas. Both recklessly spread lies about a minor to advance their own financial and political agendas. Despite raw video debunking the false narrative, The Post and CNN double down on their reckless lies.
He clearly...
Welcome back to America Trends. Immigration is always a trending topic in the United States of America, especially as President Trump has taken office and people just by their want of wanting to be against him have taken up arms against it. Even though back when Barack Obama was president, he said we need to do something about this. The Clintons did too. Tonight, we are welcoming back Maria Espinoza, the National Director of the Remembrance Project. This is a group that honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. You can find out more at theremembranceproject.org, a 501c3 non-for-profit if you've ever would like to help it out. And a lot of headlines to go over. Maria, welcome back.
Hello, Amy. Thanks so much for reaching out to me again.
Nice to see you. I always think about you when I see these headlines, and they are constant, about Border Patrol saying there's too much. We're crushed. The infrastructure's crushed. We're crushed. There are too many coming, and we expect just more and more. And then also this headline today, Democrats announced legislation to expand the DREAM Act. Day by day, we hear about people, these alleged dreamers, illegal aliens who come here, and they're involved with not just being here criminally, being here illegally, which inherently means that's a crime, but doing things like the drunk driving, raping of children. They are disgusting things. And you can, all you have to do is follow some Facebook pages of people, not mainstream media, but people like yours, like your group, that will follow case by case and tell you what's really happening.
You're right, Amy, and it's very sad that, you know, we've been in business for 10 years. You know, Remembrance Project was started in 2009, and, you know, just two people who got active, saw something wrong, they wanted to write, and it's very sad that right here in America, that American lives seem to not matter. You know, you mentioned all the crimes here, and just last month, the headlines this morning or yesterday was the brutal murder and rape of Bambi Larson in California,
exactly,
by an illegal alien. Yes, and he had been in trouble with law enforcement in the past. He came in through McAllen, Texas, you know, and President Trump was just there in McAllen where the Border Patrol chief showed him all the loot that was caught there, confiscated, and, you know, they're asking for help. You're absolutely right, Amy. This is a very sad situation that our own country is in, thanks so much to the Democrats and some Republicans.
So this woman, Bambi, was beaten and stabbed to death, this California mother. And I have to say, these pop up all the time. And you know, there's a lot of stuff on both sides, Democrat, Republican, on whatever pages you're following on Facebook or Twitter, and they will put things up that are a few years old, and people react as if it's happening. Now, you have to really have critical thinking and look and see, okay, is this a current story? What's the truth? Is it an accurate outlet? And then you see that a few of them, good sources, have actually reported them. And Bambi is one of them. This really happened. This is really something. An illegal immigrant with criminal history arrested in this California woman's murder. He should not have been here in the first place.
Absolutely. And, you know, ICE asked for a detainer, and the sheriff's office refused to honor that detainer. So they did not hold this criminal, illegal alien, already known violent man, and release him into the community. This is happening all over the United States, Amy. We don't know how dangerous our own communities are.
You know, and there's headline after headline, if anyone cares to pay attention. It's hard to when you're going about your daily business. And sometimes you hear things and you're like, this cannot really be happening. This many people crossing over into the U.S., people were already letting in because of their asylum status, so we want to help. But the number of migrant families crossing in the southwest border, breaking records day by day, more than 76,000 migrants crossed the U.S. Mexico border last month, more than double the number from the period last year. That's expected to go up in April and up in May. And then just another headline. This is just another random headline from Albuquerque, that hundreds of migrants just arrived there in Albuquerque. This is a local news station, after being released from ICE. They don't know what to do with them. It happens here in San Diego, too. I see it all the time. They get released from ICE custody and they just get bussed from the Mexican border to Albuquerque and just sort of let go. And the charities try to help them, but they are overwhelmed, too.
They are overwhelmed, and we're on track now for 1 million illegal aliens to come into this country through our southern border, you know, illegally, but also claiming those false asylum claims. You know, I can't believe that anyone would try to stop and obstruct President Trump and his efforts to secure our country and keep all of our communities safe. And this benefits both Republicans and Democrats. We're not talking about race or politics here. This is about national security, Amy, and this country is certainly in dire straits right now.
Marie Espinoza, director of the Remembrance Project. And sure enough, we hear over and over again, you know, why do Democrats want to let these people in? Do they want the votes? And that's sort of the common philosophy. But you know, for the past few decades, we've had administrations saying we can't let this go on unchecked. That's inherently true. You can't deny that. However, every day they try to say, well, the more they try to build the wall, the more they try to keep people out. That's just Trump and his followers being racist. So, Maria, we're going to have you for two segments, but I've got about another minute and a half. And I just want to ask you before we get more into this DREAM Act that the Democrats are asking to expand right now, how you got started doing all this.
Well, we started in 2009. My husband, Tim Ling, and I watched the evening news, and we heard about killings of two Houston police officers, separate instances. And one of the widows had filed a lawsuit against the city of Houston. And come to find out, we did the research, and it was over sanctuary city policies, which we had never heard of before. And my father came from Mexico the right way. I just couldn't wrap my head around the fact that illegal aliens were placed above American citizens, and our laws did not apply to them, evidently. We researched more killings and found that there was an epidemic of killings of Americans all across the United States. I never thought we'd be in it this long, Amy. I thought maybe 2 years, and I just felt that these legislators would get it and understand, but it hasn't worked that way. And, you know, we honor and remember innocent Americans who've been killed on our Stolen Life's Quilt banners.
If anybody does, in fact, go to your Facebook page, your Twitter page, your website, and it's facebook.com/StolenLivesQuilt, you will see dozens and dozens of faces of people whose lives have been stolen by illegals who shouldn't have been here in the first place. So they're already committing a crime. Then they commit another crime, whether it's a lot of times, Maria, it's drunk driving and they run off because they know they're toast. Murder, molestation of children. We're going to bring you back and talk more about the DREAM Act and how you felt when you saw President Trump come into office and perhaps that there might be a better solution and better times ahead. So we're going to come right back with Maria Espinoza. Back here on America Trends with Maria Espinoza. You are watching the U2 America TV network and listening on Biz Talk Radio. We're talking about immigration, all the things going with that, the border wall. President Trump wants his executive order, this national emergency declared, to get some $8.6 billion to help our national security. It's what he ran on. So all these things. And Maria Espinoza, she works on this project nonprofit. She figured it out several years ago that there needs to be a voice following the crimes, besides the crimes of coming into the country illegally, the crimes that are perpetrated on people who are supposed to be here and actual citizens, you know, murders, molestations, rapes. There are a lot of things, drunk driving, people killed. Maria, there are so many angel families that we hear all the time where their kids have been run down and the illegal will run off because they know they're in big trouble and they get caught. There are two people who run AVIAC, this group that cites illegal aliens and what they do. And both the man who runs it and another woman, different family that runs it, both their kids were killed in vehicle traffic accidents where an illegal ran off.
Exactly. And that is Dominic Durden and Don Rosenberg, Drew Rosenberg, are the children who were killed.
And Marie Malovi, yeah.
And Maureen's son as well, you know, Matthew Denise, and very tragic, you know, in those cases, the illegal alien, two of the cases, the illegal alien was drinking and driving. And two of them certainly could have survived if the illegal alien had stopped and rendered aid and not completely. It's a very tragic story. I just hate to even repeat it on air.
No, but it's a good point, because in recent weeks we've had both Maureen and Don on AVIAC, A-V-I-A-C. You can go on Facebook and follow them. They'll be reporting all the news that happens in these things. And like you say, two different states, East Coast, West Coast, run down by an illegal. And then when the illegal tried to run off, hit the victim again. And as you say, perhaps very good chance they could have been saved. So the tragedy is even more profound. And again, when you figure they're not supposed to be here in the first place, and people can say all day, well, people, Americans commit crimes too. Well, yeah, our infrastructure is based on taking care of the criminals we have here. We don't need any extra ones.
Exactly. Why are we importing more crime, Amy? Yeah. That's what we say. And so many of these cases, the illegal alien was in the grasp of law enforcement, and we simply did not deport him or her, or the local law enforcement agency refused to honor the ICE detainer. And that's why we are big supporters of ICE. And we have our California group there. They went to Adelanto ICE Detention Center in support of that center. ICE is our only interior enforcement, Amy, and the Democrats are trying to remove ICE from the United States, abolish ICE. They want to remove ICE from jails. It's insane to even think that this would happen. But we have to be very cautious because we know that some of these Republicans are not on our side, and they take the blood money from these special interest groups.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a joke hearing from Maria Espinoza, the national director of the Remembrance Project. So you've been, tell me again how many years your project has been in service.
This is our 10th year.
10th year. So that goes back to what? The Bush administration,
2009.
And then Obama, and then President Trump taking office. What did you think when President Trump took office? Did you think there might be a light at the end of the tunnel, or is he really telling the truth? Will he really commit to these terms that he ran on?
Yes, we were ecstatic when Donald Trump came down the escalator and put his hat in the ring for the presidency and said those wonderful words that Mexico was not sending their best. And, he was our man from day one. He's the only one who reached out to the Remembrance Project and our families. He created the President's Office of Voice, Victims of Immigration and Crime Engagement, as a promise to the Remembrance Project. Mm-hmm. He's invited the families up to round tables and discussions. And, all throughout the campaign, we met with Donald Trump, the candidate, many times in several different states. He is truly a compassionate man with a big heart, and he wants to do right by these families and by every single American, because he knows the dangers that are out there. He's just blocked and, tried to resist it at every turn.
Maria, when is this picture from? The Stolen Lives quilt where you were with him there?
That is our first national conference in 2016. He was so kind to come out. Mm-hmm. He spent 45 minutes or at least 45 minutes with the families backstage, listening to their stories, but also, trying to figure out what he could do as well should he be the next president. And Steve Bannon was our keynote speaker for our second national conference, which was held in Washington, D.C. And this October, first weekend in October, we plan to have our third national conference right here in Houston, Texas.
All these things he doesn't have to do. I'm just doing some math in my head and want to clean up. 2009 would have been the start of the Obama administration, one year in. Yeah. You must just have such hope over the years and again for 2020 that things will continue to have. You can't clean up, decades of a mess in just these few short years, but you would hope that it could come to that. But this week, the Democrats announcing legislation to expand the DREAM Act. I'm going to do a little reading right here. House Democrats said Tuesday that they want to not only grant legal status to potentially millions of illegal immigrants, these dreamers, but add hundreds of thousands of more migrants to the mix. They would be eligible for in-state college tuition and taxpayer-backed financial aid. Must be nice. They would get new protections against swift deportation and have a direct pathway to citizenship. Even some already deported illegal immigrants will be allowed to apply to return. under this bill announced by House Speaker Pelosi in a rally at the Capitol. So this bill goes beyond the DREAM Act. Legislation has been kicking around for a couple decades and could affect as many as 2 million illegal immigrants. And we're already sort of, you know, stretched to the max, Maria.
We are, and it's absolutely outrageous for legislators, American legislators, to put forth a bill this way, this type, for illegal aliens. Not one word in that bill, Amy, did they have any, care consideration for American victims. And they talk about tearing families apart of these illegal aliens who put themselves in that situation, but not one word about the tearing apart of families by people who should not be here because our laws are not enforced and our borders are not secured. They simply don't care about American citizens, I believe.
It's such an inconvenient truth for the Democrats. But we will hope and pray for the best, Maria, because that's what we can do along with lobby, with what you're doing. So I've got 30 seconds. I want to give it to you to tell people how to contact you, support you, so you can keep doing what we want, which is to protect Americans.
And thank you for the opportunity, Amy. We do. We are a 501c3 tax-deductible nonprofit organization. So if you can please mail a donation or make a donation online. Our website is theremembranceproject.org. And we are also looking for volunteers for some of the work in data entry to keep these statistics.
And at least follow you. And let's not forget, you quit everything, had a little conference with your husband and family and said, we're going to stop doing, we're going to stop work in our career and we're going to try to dedicate ourselves to helping this country. That's a rare and special thing. So Maria, we thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Amy.
We'll see you next time. Welcome back to America Trends. We are with Dr. John Huber. He's a friend of the show with mainstreammentalhealth.org. We talk about so many issues of the day, but the neat thing about Doc, hey Doc, welcome back.
Hey, Amy. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, so you've got this huge pedigree. You are the chair for Mainstream Mental Health, this nonprofit out of Texas, which people can just go to your site, support you, but also gain access to your articles and even your podcast. You urge to bring lasting and positive change to individuals who suffer from mental health issues. And it doesn't mean, you know, mentally ill, mentally, you know, whatever, all these labels we put on ourselves. We all need a little help from time to time.
Absolutely.
You've been a mental health professional for over 20 years, a clinical forensic psychologist, practitioner with privileges at two long-term acute care hospitals. So the neat thing about you, besides going over things like why do we get a little bit crazy on the Monday after daylight savings time, for instance, and we talk about things like your ketamine treatments that are helping people with PTSD and depression issues and people who are trying to get off the bottle, things like this.
Correct.
But you talk about these national issues like this college cheating scandal, And oh, how the mighty have fallen, maybe. I don't know how shocked people are that the rich people are paying to have their kids pulled into these elite universities and other people are getting the shaft. But it's interesting to talk to you because what does it state about being status symbols? What's it teach our kids about getting ahead? There are so many layers to this. And so what are your utmost thoughts about it?
Well, my initial thought is that, boy, this basically goes out and tells every kid who's out there working hard, it really doesn't matter how hard you work, if somebody's got the money, that you're going to be overlooked. And I think that's the wrong message. I mean, this country was formed on the ability to work and stand on your own. And, you know, we talked about, you know, working hard, but it's not just working hard, it's being productive and, you know, producing in this country. And those people should be rewarded for that. Not just because mom or dad has money that they can pay. And we're not talking about, you know, these individuals bought a new wing for, you know, the medical school at Harvard, you know, and spent $20-25 million.
Yeah, so those are the really, really, really super rich. They're not getting anything. They're not in trouble yet. These are the ones that are just a little bit lower on the and this Operation Varsity Blues that started earlier this week. These people are a little bit more, well, they've had FBI people knock on their door in the early morning hours, guns drawn, bringing them in, little old Felicity Huffman there.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, you don't have that luxury, most people in this country, to be able to drop, you know, $200,000-$400,000 to make sure your kid gets into the university.
Millions, some of them millions.
And some of them millions, exactly. And, you know, it's really scary when you think about that, because, you know, we do all these things to make everything equal under, you know, under the law, and somebody who's has a minority issue or, you know, color of skin, and we want to make sure that that's safe, but we just totally overlook this whole issue of financial ability to circumvent the whole process, and that is disgusting, I think, on many levels.
Gosh, we barely know where to start, and this is a little headline from just a few hours ago. Personal tennis instructor for Michelle Obama, her daughters are charged in the bribery scheme. And I did hear a talk radio host yesterday go through the counts of the 46 people, and he actually went through and saw to whom they donated. Two were Republican donors, but the rest were very heavily Democratic donors, and that's just what he found. That's just the facts.
Well, I think
that's a lot of Hollywood, too, right?
Right. I think it's also ironic that, you know, that came from the past president who walked around and said nobody gets anywhere unless you can pay people off in this country, instead of the whole, you know, the way it's been, as far as I've known my whole life, is you work hard, you produce, and you produce good quality material, and people reward you for it. And, you know, I've never had to go and bribe somebody or pay somebody off. And now this president who pushed that was one of the participants. Imagine that.
There's a lot to parse. They say the investigation is ongoing. We could see some more really huge names. And you almost, I mean, I hate to say this, but you sort of feel sorry for Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman. Their names are thrown out there because they're a little bit known Hollywood. But there are 44 others, plus whomever they haven't busted up yet or announced yet, accused of taking part in, let's just describe it again, an elaborate scheme. They paid off college coaches, and this guy out of Newport Beach, this Mr. Singer, would help them do that, help them arrange for cheating on college entrance exams. He would actually have phone interviews or meetings with the people saying, how high should we make your kid's score so it doesn't look too high? What was his last score, this, that, and the other? So then, you know, earlier this week, the FBI went and he busted down 46 people, made arrest, 300 federal agents sent out in six states on both coasts, and also, Doc, this is bearing mentioning, the IRS criminal investigations is in on this because so many people like this media sort of mogul out of Southern California, this Mrs. Elizabeth Himmel. She was one that used a family foundation to pay bribes. So they were sort of using charity to do that. I mean, there's a lot of layers of being in big trouble here, people.
Definitely. It sounds like some of those foundations that are probably nonprofit entities are in jeopardy at this point. And, you know, I'm not a tax attorney, but boy, I would be concerned if that was my foundation.
That is for sure. So, but again, you know, there's, again, so many layers. Like, we could say, well, what's it teach our kids that, I mean, what if you really want to do something like Lori Loughlin's poor kid? Well, you sort of say poor kid, but she's a rising, like, YouTube star. She does all these videos and she wants traction. She is putting herself out there. And there's video of her saying, oh, mom and dad are making me go to college, but I really just want to party. Like, that's literally what she said on a video that's probably since been taken down, but it's all over the news. And you sort of go, oh, I feel sorry for this poor little chick. But that's what she said. And it just makes you think about where we've come to, where you can't, what do you really want to do with your life? Does it have to be an Ivy League college for you to feel good about yourself? Or can you do a trade, what people really need, and things like these? And we're teaching our kids all these wrong things, Doc?
Absolutely. And we're teaching kids, too, that the only way to make it in this world is through a college degree. And, you know, the reality
and
of
cheating.
It is. Yeah, exactly. And then to cheat through it. And then, you know, it was kind of interesting. You know, you felt bad for the mothers because they were famous and everything. They knew what they were doing. If it wasn't, you know, illegal and at the very least unethical, they would have been talking about it everywhere, and it would have just been a matter of course. But it's not. They knew what they were doing, and they chose that route. The kids, on the other hand, may not have had a clue what was going on, and that's where I have some empathy for those young people. Now, I'm not saying every one of them didn't know, but I would wager to say the majority of them didn't, because, I mean, these parents are trying to help these kids. They probably don't want to tell them, oh, well, you wouldn't have got into Harvard if we hadn't paid for it.
Some did, some didn't. And if you're really interested in who you should be mad at and who should be just a little mad at, you can actually probably Google it at this point, and they will tell you what kids were in on the conference calls, which ones where the parents said, I don't want my kids to know anything about this, all these things.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, if we talk about these people, you know, they're identifying individuals, and most of these people were married at the time, if they aren't still. And you don't think both partners in that marriage knew or know about what was going on, and where was this big chunk of money just disappearing to?
Yeah, big chunks of money, and this singer. So we'll see what happens to him. I'm not even sure all his charges yet.
Exactly.
But
it's scary. I mean, we worry about integrity in academia. And now we don't even have any integrity in the college campuses themselves. And these are benchmark flagship universities. This isn't, you know, a community college.
But Doc, we also have to talk about, and we're going to hold you over for the break, talk about why so many American millennials are embracing socialism, for one thing. But how much for your kid, how much would you do? What would you get away with to help them? I mean, what would you be culpable for if you had the means? We'll chat about that when we come back here on America Trends. Hour by hour, there are new tidbits coming out about this college cheating scandal and these bigwig names that have paid millions and millions, perhaps, to have their kids get into a college. You have people who are back with Dr. Huber. Doc, they're photoshopping pictures of their kids' heads on pole vaulters to show that they're in athletics so they can say, my kid's being recruited here. And it just goes on. And you wonder, some of these people do these things for so long, they almost figure they're going to get away with it forever and ever and ever. And someday it catches up with you, and this week is that week.
Well, and it's about time, I think. You know, this isn't a new thing. It's just the first time we've really had evidence, and it's been thrown out there.
Yeah, because everyone on Twitter is yelling, color me shocked, right?
Oh, exactly.
Oh, what is
this?
I
love that.
Wait,
now
that's got to be real.
Of course, yeah. And, you know, and the real losers on this are the kids who not only didn't get into these colleges because the spaces were already filled up by these people who paid their way in, but also the kids who legitimately got there. I mean, these are flagship universities of this whole country.
Wake Forest, Georgetown, these California, I mean, there are a number of, you know, these big names. And it's, what is it, the lower level coaches perhaps are paying off the people who quite don't make as much that can be bought?
Right, exactly. And they delegitimize those educational programs. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, so how many people at Yale really got through Yale? You know, I mean, we can go back and look at famous people who've gone back to school, you know, I mean, and gone to college, and they got into these great Ivy Leagues. Did they really get in there? Are they really that smart? Or did they just pay their way in, you know?
It's sort of funny, and you can go on Twitter right even this moment, hashtag college cheating scandals trending, and then yesterday Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. But all these people saying, well, it just goes to show that the rich people really are dumb, and it goes on and on. But, you know, as you say, this is not a victimless crime. We really don't even know who the victims are. You can just suppose, which makes it a little more complex, because all these people... who, you know, who knows what happened to people who should have gotten in when instead people were paying the bucks to, and this is the Rick Singer, a man in Newport Beach, who is the alleged sort of mastermind who I can't even begin to break down the ways in which he did this. But, you know, all these criminal masterminds using their superpowers for bad, my goodness, right?
Exactly. We've always talked about that. If they would put that much effort and energy into doing the right thing, this world would be such a better place. And it's just amazing.
Well, they're making these needy Hollywood stars feel good about them and their kids. So that's something.
The needy Hollywood stars. Exactly. You know, whether it was Jesse, you know, with his
alleged hate crime.
And he's complaining because what was he making? $60,000-$70,000 an episode. And the majority of America doesn't even make that in a year. You know, so, oh, poor guy.
Yeah. And I know you pointed out, you and I we're not necessarily left leaning, but so many of these liberals who yell about intolerance and the conservatives are these awful people, that so many of them are the ones who are busted and sort of have to own up. And I'm not saying there are people on both sides of the aisle.
We all,
your sin will find you out, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, it's prime definition of obfuscation, you know, make a big stink about somebody else and nobody sees you doing it. And, you know, it's just dirty pool and, you know, shouldn't be allowed. And we need to crack down and not just, you know, not just the government. You know, this is happening, man. Speak up, because it's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to our educational system, which, you know, at one point we thought was the best in the world. And now maybe not so much. I mean, look, you know, we're letting in people who don't necessarily qualify to get in.
So many layers to it. You know, I really believe that you and I will be talking about this in many, many weeks to come, because so many layers are going to be peeled back, right? I can't even think of what it will come next.
Well, I want to go sit in court and listen to all the information that, you know, they close the cameras down and let the, you know, jury hear what really happened. And, you know, I think America is going to be shocked and stunned. And we're going to be mystified how this could happen.
Oh, my gosh. To be continued. And another topic that we talk about all the time here on America Trends, the embracing of socialism. Topic two for Dr. Huber this hour. And, you know, American millennials, we can pick on them all we want. But the headline says, shocking new poll reveals majority of American millennials are embracing socialism. So is this the thing, Doc, we talk about in your 20s, if you're not a Democrat or a socialist, you have no heart. But if you're not conservative by your 30s, you have no brain. I'm just telling you what the truism, the maxim is. I'm not making any judgments. But is that part of this that they don't really know? They haven't paid so much in taxes yet to realize, you know, this money has to come from somewhere.
Exactly. And I think part of it is that we've dumbed down our education system. You know, it's like no one left behind. So what we do is
just
lower the
bar. Yeah, because people are paying
to
get their kids into the education system.
Exactly. So we just lower the standards. And by doing that, you know, we don't want to have trigger words to make somebody upset. So because this historical figure might have been a slave owner, we're going to get rid of that name and not teach people the positive and valuable things that came from that individual. And, you know, it's scary, because there's a reason, for example, why we line through amendments that we change instead of blocking them and deleting them completely. It's because we learn from our mistakes, and we need to have that up there so we can say, hey, that's not a good idea. We tried it once before. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. And we can use that same example. Look at everywhere in the world where socialism has been used, and it has failed miserably. And Venezuela is a perfect example. And of course, now, this week, I've seen some of the Venezuelan leaders jumping out saying the reason why it failed in Venezuela is that America undermined our integrity and, you know, sabotaged us.
America did it. Yeah. Blame Bush, yeah. Blame Trump, that old adage, so boring, yawn.
Absolutely.
So also this story says Generation Z has this more positive view of the word socialism than previous generations did. And why not? It's being touted for years by Bernie Sanders and now his offspring, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, et cetera, et cetera. They all are sort of going there, all these Democratic people throwing their hats in the rings for 2020. But they are more likely, these youngsters, are more likely to embrace socialist policies and principles, the ones they understand, than past generations. And this is according to a new Harris poll given exclusively to this place called Axios. Government should provide universal health care. In favor of that, 73.2%. So what do we think about all this? Are they just going to live and learn, Doc?
Well, you know, my dad used to tell me, unfortunately, he's been gone for 25 years now, but when I went off to college, the last thing he told me was, hey, you know what you call a liberal college student when they're 65? And I'm like, what? And he goes, a conservative. And I'm like, huh? And he goes, they grow up.
It's as simple as that.
It's that simple.
Okay. We'll see what they think next week. Dr. Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org, thank you so much, as always. We appreciate you so.
Thank you so much, Amy. I love your show. I'll talk to you soon.
We love you back. Coming up, the number one trending video on YouTube, the new Aladdin trailer has dropped. We'll bring it to you in just a few moments.
Go, baby, go.
do love our viral pet video from the Pet Collective you just saw on the U2 America TV network here on America Trends. If you're on BizTalk Radio listening, you heard some cute, well, Jack in the Box music. But you can go to U2America.com and find this cast and find some of that cute, cute pet video. Why not watch or listen to it twice? And we do hope you will join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find us. And if you think we mouth off on the air here, let's mouth off on social media a little bit where things really get real, right? So go there. Let's all be friends. And also find our past cast so you can get all caught up on America Trends on U2 America and on Biz Talk Radio. Thank you so much to our guests who are here for this hour. Maria Espinoza, boy, doing this great work all on her own dime, nonprofit, the Remembrance Project, where she, you know, she remembers Americans and people who are here legally who have been killed by illegal aliens, which no one else will report. And 9 months old, are you kidding me? Read the headline, attacked, sexually assaulted, and beaten. Do we want to report these things? No. It's sick and twisted and awful. But we have to wake up to this sort of thing. So this is what Maria is doing with her life. She quit her career to do just this. So we talked a little bit about how Democrats are trying to expand the DREAM Act to be continued. We'll be covering that. Dr. John Huber was here to talk about that college cheating scandal and what it really does teach our kids. Not the best thing, right? Finally, tonight, we want to bring you something that you have trending at number one on YouTube, the trailer for Aladdin, Disney's big Aladdin new movie coming out. The trailer has dropped. It's in theaters May 24th, and we're going to give you your first look. Enjoy as we say goodbye for now.
They're over there! Get them! Stop! Peace! You three, get back here!
You stumbled upon an opportunity. I can make you rich. Rich enough to impress a princess.
What would I have to do?
There's a cave of wonders. Bring me the lamp.
One who summons me, I stand by my oath, loyalty to Wishes 3.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Y'all see my palace?
You look like a prince on the outside, but I didn't change anything on the inside.
Showtime. No, I'm in charge, okay? I say when it's time. Really? I thought a princess could go anywhere.
Not this princess.
Do you trust me?
Don't you dare close your eyes. Hold your breath and just dance.